holy letters of the Rebbe, value 12. This is letter number 4219, Baruch Hashem. The 9th of Nisan, Tavshin Tezayim, Brooklyn. The Rebbe Stresky, the Rabbi Goyen, is a great rabbi. Barini Yeshua Sheyichia Shpetman. So, the Rebbe says, after a long interruption, it was very pleasant for me to receive your letter from Thursday with the booklets of Pesach and Shavuos that you attached. Thank you for the gift. He was he published something for Pesach and for Shavuos, and he sent it to the Rebbe. The Rebbe thanks him for the gift. And the Rebbe says, a little surprising that you don't mention, as you usually do, about your participation in the Fabrengen and the gatherings of the Hasidim in your community. And as you ask, your note will be read at an auspicious time on the holy tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. And the Rebbe said, since we're just leaving, we're walking away or going away from the month of Adar. What do you mean walking away? Which means a person in the Hasidus explains, a person needs to always be moving, going. A Jewish person is a mahalach. Before the soul comes into this world, he's called standing. The soul stands. When it comes down to this world, it starts to walk because the ability to grow. So, as we're going from the month of Adar, and the month of Adar, we say that's a month which was turned around. Meaning the whole month was turned around. It's not just Purim the day, but the entire month of Adar was turned around. It became a month of joy, and we're transitioning into the month of Nisan. So we're coming from a month in which things turned around for the good. And not just the day, the whole month. And we're coming into the month of Nisan, about which our sages tell us, it brings down from the Shalom, that every day of this month is like a Rosh Chodesh. It says this month is Rosh Chodesh, in the head of Chodesh. So every day is like Rosh Chodesh, like a regular Rosh Chodesh of every month. As the Pasuk says, in the hint of the Pasuk, it says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, this month is Rosh Chodesh. Every day of the month is a Rosh Chodesh, not that it's the beginning of the month. So, notwithstanding Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to do work. But it's still not a regular work day, as the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Pasuk Chav, here, the Pasuk says, you hid on the day you stayed David in Yonison, Yom HaMaseh. So Yom HaMaseh was not the day of Rosh Chodesh. So you call a day Rosh Chodesh is not called Yimei HaMaseh. What does it mean? It's not a day of doing, which means that the work that we do in these days comes from a more spiritual place. So it's not really a yomtiv you can do, but it's not as a material kind of a work. And therefore, the blessing rests there with a greater measure of success as brought down in the Or HaTorah. So the Rebbe blesses him. So may it be the will that of Hashem, that from these month, which is the month of Adar, which is the month that you, a month turned around, and the month of Rosh Chodesh, which the whole month is a Chodesh. So, and that this should bring on all the year, the above mentioned, that in the physicality of the matters, we should sense more the spirituality of them. And therefore, automatically, if we look at things in a more, not so much in a materialistic way, we look at more spiritually, so all the limitations and all the boundaries are diminished until we merit the fulfillment of the promise, as the days you've gone out of Egypt, I'll show you miracles with blessings for the festival of Pesach Kosher V'Sameach. Basically, the Rebbe is saying to him, we're living in a very auspicious time, at this time of the year, between Pesach and Purim and the month. Those are great months, and it's a good opportunity to dwell more on the spirituality of things rather than the physicality, which obviously takes away some of the limitations and gives us a lot more, an abundance of blessings in all matters. And as the verse, we shall fulfill the promise, Shem should show us miracles, just like when he left Egypt. And the Rebbe blessed him for Chag Pesach Kosher V'Sameach, for a happy and a kosher Pesach.